Odds Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We've done all the work for you. All you have to do is push play and listen to us talk. It really is that simple. And today, you know what? I'm going to make it simple because the name of the band is it's pretty great, but it's not Less Than Jake because it is Less Than Jake. Hey-o! We're talking about Less Than Jake today.
I knew it was coming. God damn it.
It has to, right? I mean, sometimes you take the simplest route. The name of the band's Less Than Jake, so, you know, what do you do? Like, the math is mathing.
We're not better than Ezra, but we are less than Jake.
That's right. All right, so, Randy, you're up first here. You put them on the board. Talk to me about Less Than Jake and why you feel like we needed to do an episode on them.
Because they're awesome. They have been a huge part of my life. And granted, now I don't listen to ska as much, but like it's the fact that I can always go back to it and look at it from a nostalgia standpoint. But when I was like 15, 16 years old, like these guys, you can hear it when listening to their music. Like they're just having fun making music. And then when you go see them live, it's like that right there is clarity. Like, yes, they're all having fun. They're all singing together. The crowd is invested in them. And then like they do like cool things. Like, you know, they have crazy, NFTs, but like they had awesome merchandise back then. And it just made you want to be a part of their community. And like the songs are amazing. Essentially, what it was in a nutshell is you're always, when you're a teenager, trying to look for a sense of that somebody else is trying to understand you and like where you are in your life, and knowing that like maybe other people kind of hate where they are too. And that's sort of like a theme in Running From Less Than Jake, because they talk a lot about like just being stuck. And in high school, that's exactly what you are. You're stuck. There's no way out of it. And to hear how they express that, and to hear how like when they get into like the big choruses and everything like that, and they just shout it at you, like I'm all in on that, of course. And you know what? Sometimes music from my youth has sort of not stuck with me well in the latter age. And Less Than Jake has always made me happy for some reason. And I kind of know the reason, because if it makes you happy at one point, it'll probably make you happy again. But yeah, they're just a really fantastic band that was part of the big ska punk boom kind of after Operation Ivy. They came about, but like one of the funnest bands you can come across.
So, ladies and gentlemen, staying up way past his bedtime to record this episode tonight. Joe, I don't remember when you signed on, but I feel like this one's been up on the board for a little while. You jumped on Less Than Jake. Talk to me about him.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly when I jumped on that. I think I had just put up about 10 different bands up to the list, and I happened to look at said list and saw, oh, Less Than Jake. I know them. Like Randy said, they are an amazing live band. I saw them either 17 or 18, I forget. And I forget who they opened for. It was either Newfound Glory or Good Charlotte. But man, like that was such an amazing show. I knew Less Than Jake from my angsty years. Well, who are we kidding? I'm still an angsty kid. But I did kind of fall out a little bit. Like the back two records that we cover here today were a little bit of a discovery, which was cool, just to kind of remember, like, oh yeah, Less Than Jake. I do enjoy ska music. While it's not my subgenre of choice for punk rock, obviously I'm a pop punk emo kid. You know, like Randy said too, I think arguably Less Than Jake is probably, I would say arguably the best at ska, I think, from my years anyway. I saw it up on the list and, hey, I know that band, let's roll. And then whatever it was, 2 years later, we're doing it. So here we are.
It only took 2 years. Chris, I think that you jumped on probably one of those first episodes and you were like, oh, I like doing this show. And you looked at a bunch of bands that Randy had done or signed up for. And you're like, yeah, Les and Jake. So talk to me about them.
Before I say anything, Randy, the latter years, that's what you called yourself?
Dude, sometimes I don't know what I'm saying.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm gonna bounce back from this. we're not that old, bud. So yeah, Les and Jake, I don't know what there is to say about it. They're super solid. They were always one of my favorite bands growing up. Probably the most anthemic band I can think of. And because of that, I think this is going to be really easy. I remember growing up, there was a band member I was in a band with, who I didn't get along with very well. And I was complaining about, songwriting. I wanted to make the band more punk. Right. And the guy wanted it to be more poppy, whatever it is. And I was like, whatever. And so-and-so is doing his best learning how to sing. And then the guy's like, well, you know, you don't have to be great at singing. Like, Les and Jake can't sing. And I remember that was like the first time I thought in my head, like, oh, first of all, no, Chris's voice is just a little different. The guy can sing his ass off. He's like an excellent singer. He just doesn't sound like what you think a singer should sound like because you are really single-minded, right? And that was one of my first moments of realizing that, like, I liked character in a band. I liked something other than something a little bit less on the surface, right? Like, I liked there to be something there that makes their art worth paying attention to, because there's a billion bands, especially at the time when they were putting out records like crazy. There was a billion ska punk bands, right? And I think, like, the other thing is, like, you could put them on with anybody who grew up in the punk scene and they'll enjoy it. Like, some of my friends that are like exclusively into hardcore, if we were on a road trip, I could put Losing Streak on and everybody will sing along. Like, half of them will be tongue in cheek, but they know every freaking word. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about them. I don't know what to say. Like, and they get the joke too. That's, I think, what's interesting about them as a band.
They don't take themselves seriously at all. Yeah. Now, can I guess band that was?
What's that?
Can I guess what band that was?
Yes, I will not tell you who it is.
Okay. Don't say no if I'm right. Was it a band that you'd have to drop?
It was. Wow, dude.
I knew it. I don't remember. I don't know who the person is, but I just had a feeling it was that band because it was around that time period.
That is a wild. I'm shocked. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I remember my teenage years quite fondly.
So, as always, Les and Jake is a band that I'm very unfamiliar with. It's a name that kind of got bandied around a whole bunch. I guarantee you some of these songs I had already heard on 96X's The Punk Show, as I've mentioned many a times on these episodes. But there is just something about them. I think you put that very succinctly, Chris. There is just something there. There's a character there that I was immediately drawn to. It's not like, you know, a lot of these other punk acts that we've done, not that I didn't like them, and there was like this anger that, you know, like, I think something about horns makes it seem like it's not angry, but like, there's a joy, I guess, to that point. There's a joy immediately with the horns, and I found that, I don't know if maybe it's just the first time I've ever really truly paid attention to a ska punk band, but like the syncopation of the horns, like their utilization of horns is, to Joe's point, I think makes them the best at this. I just loved the way the horns oftentimes kind of matched the guitars, and it wasn't always just the lead parts. It would be sometimes on the rhythm parts. So you'd have like horns going bump, 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 bump. Like, it was just like, oh yeah, cool. Like, you don't have to just do, you know, what the Boss Tones did. You don't, you know, it doesn't just have to be like, the horns don't have to be used like horns. They can be used as guitars as well. It was just,
for just about every Les and Jake song, you can just do the horn line just by humming it.
Yeah.
And you remember it. Sometimes I even forget what the song titles are, but immediately when it comes on, I am doing that horn line easily.
And it makes it joyous. It makes it a very pleasurable experience. And, you know, we'll get into the songs here in a minute, but like, I will say there's a song later in the discog that I was like, well, shit, I think I just found a favorite. Like,
ooh, that's exciting.
On first listen, I was like,
interesting.
I was like, wow, I just was drawn to it. So they have a little something to them, to repeat the line. I don't think we covered everything, right, Randy? Like, you and Chris were kind of back and forth on, you know, what we were going to include here. So I saw the process, but if you got want to kind of walk people through, like, what we decided to cover, and then talk to me about how you put your 20 together for this.
Sure. So, yeah, we pretty much did, like, their prime and a little bit after that. So with Pezcore, there were just a lot of songs. And we ended up with, I think, like 84 in total. And it was like 3 hours and 45 minutes of listening time, which is pretty good. And that's a lot of songs to work through. So Pezcore has like 16, 17 tracks on it. So I cut that down. And there's like, you know, Jen Doesn't Like Me Anymore and Johnny Quest that are both on Losing Streak. So it was easy to cut those. And then when you get later in the discog, Look What Happened is terribly used again in Anthem. And I think we got the full albums for Losing Streak, Hello Rock View, Borders and Boundaries, and Anthem. And then after that, I wanted to give a little bit of recognition to the B-Sides album, because I thought that could have just been an album on its own, because that album is tremendous. It's all B-Sides from Anthem. And if any of those songs were on Anthem, it would make it significantly better in a way. And then there's an album called, right? And then there's an album called In With The Out Crowd, I believe. And that's like the last one I really remember. So I have good attachments to that, but that was at the time where Less Than Jake was really kind of falling off. And then Chris won. And for the last couple, we didn't use the whole album for those. We just picked like the five best songs. So for the B-sides, for In With The Out Crowd, and for GNV via FLA, which Chris wanted to get a couple in there. That was
I got to tell you, man, like that record is a real record. Like I can't mess with a single song on In With The Out Crowd. I can't mess with a single song on like the last record they put out. I put it on for like 30 seconds and the damn song sounded like a commercial for a cruise boat. And I was like, that's enough for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like right off the bat, it was like, I was watching like a Royal Caribbean commercial with the horns. And I was like, okay, yeah, they don't get it anymore. But that Gainesville, Florida record, I'm telling you, that is worth a spin. It is very good.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, that was one when I was around, I know that I listened to it and I know that I put it on. But like, again, it was one of those things where I bought the CD out of respect of the band and knowing them, but I did not dig into that record as much. It just didn't have that same impact on me. It's going back to it, it was pretty good. But now, as how my list went together is very, very interesting. So I've gone on this podcast before and shared, you know, how I've done my list. And in a couple of those episodes, I had already had my list prepared well before the show took place. The reason being is because I had to stay up late with a 3, 4, 5 month old. And I was looking for ways that I can just stimulate my mind and stay awake. And I just went through discogs. I went through discogs of bands and I thought, look, I have Less Than Jake on the board and I can pretty much do their discog in my sleep. So why not just give it a listen for a night and see what I come up with? And I'll tell you that the 20-ish, because I had about like 26, 27 that I put down, those songs almost did not stray at all from what I wanted to put in now. There was one that I was like, wait, why isn't this on? And then there was another, they're both Losing Streak songs. I had the toughest time with Losing Streak because everything is just equally great. Mm. And there was one song that I thought was going to be a shoe-in, but I'm like, shit, this one can't not make it. And yeah, I'm obviously going to pick, it's going to be the wrong one, of course, but yeah, there's just so much in here. I feel like even Anthem I shortchanged, unfortunately, because I had a lot from Losing Streak. I had a lot from Hell of Rockview, and I had a bunch from Borders and Boundaries, because honestly, that's their hidden gem, honestly. Because
I think that record's overrated.
You do? Oh, I love it. I love it. No, it just didn't get the attention, especially after Anthem. You know, Anthem was weird because it's a great record, but also it was their attempt to go pop punk, so to speak. So
yeah, I was just gonna say that was Anthem was their attempt at being mainstream for sure.
Right. And I think the concert that you mentioned before where they opened up for Good Charlotte, that is very intriguing because I remember when they were doing that. I didn't go to that show. But Less Than Jake, there were four bands on the bill. I'm just going to throw bands out there. It was like Less Than Jake, Newfound Glory, Simple Plan, Good Charlotte. And Less Than Jake played first. I believe they opened out of all those four. And they had been around for... I know. And I remember people that went to that show expecting to see Less Than Jake were really pissed that they only played like eight songs. But
so I remember now the bill. It was actually... The opener was William Ryan Key, the lead singer of Yellow Card, but they were disbanded at that point. He opened with an acoustic set. Then it was Less Than Jake, and then it was Newfound Glory. I remember now. Ryan Key. Yeah, Ryan Key came out with Newfound Glory. He played the keys for some songs for Newfound Glory.
Yeah, that might not be the same show, because the one I'm thinking of was around like 2002, 2003. Where like kind of bands were at their height, like the height of their popularity. And yeah, I just remember a lot of people coming out of that being like, what happened? And you know, it shows. Like the first thing I did when creating this is I took that fucking version of Look What Happened out and I lit a match and fucking burned
attaboy.
What trash that is.
I'll say this, I think of all, like,
get rid of the horn line.
Oh, dude, like, well, that was they actually have said a lot about that. We can go into that when we talk about it. But like, I think like of bands that I've seen a bunch. I've probably seen Less Than Jake 20 times because like, one because I was on one of the Warped Tours they were on with one of my bands, so I saw them like every day in that summer. So, but like, I remember seeing them. I think when Gainesville, Florida came out. At Fest, and they come out and they had the single best bit I've ever seen a band do to start a set. They come out and Roger goes, "Hey, we're Less Than Jake. Who thinks we fucking suck since Losing Streak? So do I." And I'll never forget that moment. And then later on, he goes, "We're here in Gainesville, Florida, where we're from, and we named the damn record Gainesville, Florida. I don't care either." Like, it's stuff like that, man. It's stuff like that, you know? Like, that's what kills me.
Both of them are fucking hilarious.
Oh, Buddy's yeah, for sure.
Hilarious. JR is great. Vinny was great when he was in.
So, Joe, it's been a minute since you've done an episode.
Been a minute.
Jumping back in with Less Than Jake, was this... And for those that don't know, Joe tries to stay away from his phone as much as possible. So, like, a lot of times... a lot of the times, like, there's conversations happening about, you know, trying to line up, you know, which albums and stuff. So I have no idea where you're at on this band. So walk me through, like, you know, your process for putting your 20 together for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I said earlier, you know, was a bit of nostalgia, number one, and then number two is a bit of discovery. So really, you know, I think I'm probably going to end up being a little bit of a spoiler here with this panel. I don't know that we're going to match up on a lot of things, truly, just from hearing from hearing you guys talk. I think that what I heard for Less Than Jake might end up being a little bit different. So it's going to be a fun game to play. But to answer your question, Justin, like really the hardest part was, so there was about I guess 2 week or so period when we were putting this together of, you know, trying to get the show to happen. I played it every day when, you know, I'm in the every morning at 5 a.m. and I'm there till 1 p.m. every day. Right. And so I just literally played Less Than Jake pretty much the whole entire time for those 2 weeks. But the issue was really, you know, I'm busy training people, so I can't necessarily listen and hone into what I want to grab and bring to the game, right? So it was a lot of replays, a lot of going back and like, okay, let me actually try to pay attention here to whatever. I have to figure out what I want from Pez Score. I have to figure out what I want from Rockview, stuff like that, right? So, yeah, I mean, the process itself ended up being pretty simple, I think, really, other than just having to go back through and replay. But like I said, definitely the nostalgia kicked in for me. And then I tried to get some of those later records that I, you know, mentioned being a discovery on there too. So we're going to see, I guess. Like I said, I think I might end up being a spoiler here with a four-man panel.
Mm. I mean, he's aware of it, you know, going in. So,
Chris. But again, just to reiterate, like Less Than Jake is such a solid band. I'll say that. While I think I might end up being a bit of a spoiler, I don't think that there's a wrong answer for trying to build a top 10 for Less Than Jake.
There's one wrong answer.
Well, I take that back. There's definitely, I know your wrong answer that you would say. I have another wrong answer that if it gets picked, I'm going to chirp you for it because.
The boys are chirping. The boys are chirping.
Some drama for later.
So other than that, you could pretty much almost put any song on this top 10 and it be a good list.
Well,
other than those two.
I'm gonna get five for fighting. Let's go, baby.
Let's go. Let's drop the bitch, bro. Let's drop them.
So Chris, you know, again, you're pretty active in the chat going coming up to the episode, but I still, other than kind of gauging, you know, which were your favorites, I don't know, like, your list building, like what were you thinking as you're putting your list together? What did you want to bring to the table?
So honestly, this was the easiest one for me. I you guys know at this point, I think I've done every show with you and Randy, right? When I've been on,
just you did have Cat. I didn't do have Cat.
Oh, fair. Oh, you weren't on that. Okay, so I always play the game with the in mind of like, I'm not going to pick my favorite songs. I'm going to pick what I think you have to listen to because the spirit of the show is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This time I said, fuck that, and threw it right out the fucking window. This band is all sing-along anthems and it's all about which ones work. So I just took the ones that work because they absolutely miss more than I think everyone else here is saying they do, in my opinion. But I truly love this band. Like, don't get me wrong. I've had people say that they've never seen anybody happier than when they're watching me watch them. But I think that this is a band that has a formula and they've developed a formula and it's a freaking good one and no other band can do it. And when they nail it, that's what's got to be on this list. And that's what I went with. I went with my gut and I said, this follows the formula of what a good Less Than Jake song is. And I put it on the list. As simple as that.
I love the way you phrase that too, because in a lesser way, I think I did the same thing. Obviously, I'm not as familiar with the work. You know, all of this was all first listens. But like, once I honed in on what they are, I was like, okay, which is the best version of this? And then I was like, okay, it doesn't have to necessarily be carbon copy, but it needs to hit that, scratch that same itch. It needs to hit that same note. And that's what I was looking for as I was going through. Does this get me moving? You know, and I'll, when we get there, I'll throw out my favorite song. I don't know that it has a chance, but the fact that it hit me in that way, I couldn't not take it. So I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested to see where you guys are on that song because it'll be great.
This is going to be the one episode of Deprogrammed where I'm actually more eager to see what the pile is going to look like than the top 10 because I have songs too that I don't think they have a chance in hell, but I wanted to take them because I thought that A, they deserve representation, and B, I fucking just love them. And I could have put a more popular song in their place, but you know what? Screw it. I took a lot of popular songs, so it doesn't matter.
There you go. I guess you kind of led me right to the next part. And for the love of God, Don't
just go 11.
Do not. I've won way too many times this year. So like you guys got to nail this number.
he picked one as a gag for Bikini Kill and got it. Yep. Only Rebel Girl went through.
Yep.
Oh wow.
Yep. So there we go.
It was a five person panel.
Yeah. So Randy, based on everything that's kind of gone on so far, Joe's kind of thrown out that he might be a spoiler. You know that you've got a couple on your list that might, you know, hit the pile. You know for a fact I have one that I feel like might hit the pile. And Chris has said he just did the math. So what do you think for the final say? How many do you think we're going to get through?
It's really tough. And my heart is saying it's got to be more optimistic than not. But this is one that I really want the last pick for. Because I want it.
He wants it, like, ladies and gentlemen. He wants it bad.
Yeah. And having the first attempt at this puts me in a good position to where we can kind of set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is saying 4.
Woo!
I'm going to do 3.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Wow. Mm.
Holy moly. I want to do 4, but fuck. You know what? Shit.
Just go for it, man.
Don't let your opponents convince you. Come on.
No, I wanted to go 4 anyway.
Andy, go like 8. You should do like 8, man.
You don't even know 8 lesson jigsaws.
that might be accurate. I don't know the names.
All right. So Randy's going 4. 4's off the table. He's set the tone. Now we can begin play here. Joe, what do you think?
Good, because we're going. I'm doing 1.
1.
1.
1.
Y'all are bugging,
I'm
going to
be
man.
A spoiler. I'm telling you, I'm going to be a spoiler. I know it.
All right. What do you think, Chris?
All right. I feel like there's so many windmill slams in this discography that it's going to be a high number, but the 4-man bench has me like kind of skittish. What did everybody say one more time for me?
So Randy's 4. Got 4. Joe's got 1.
And you're not in yet. Buzzed in yet.
I'm last, yeah.
Man, I'm going 6. I feel like there's too many anthems that can't not be in there. It's just they just have songs that are objectively the right choice. Not every band does.
Yeah, solid.
That's kind of why I thought more positive with 4, yeah. But ooh, I hope we get 6. That would be fantastic. 4,
yeah, I mean, a 4-man panel is just tough, though.
I'm so positive that we're nearly going to have 10 by the end. I'm so positive. This one, I know I've said it before. I think I said it I've been on 4 episodes. I think I said it twice before and I was surprised, but this one, I don't know, man. This one's just like, come on.
I mean, he's right. I mean, come on.
It seems so obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
come on.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're doing 6, then I'll be even more bold. I'll go 7.
Oh, you got me.
He's right. Throwing in the towel.
Yeah. Damn. All right. Everybody always prices rights me every time. Like every time.
Well, it's because I don't want it. So like, I don't like that pressure. All right. We're going to take
It's going to be 3, isn't it?
It's probably going to be 3.
You give it to me. It's going to be freaking Chevy Celebrity or something. All right, let's go.
All right. So we're going to take a quick pause. And when we come back, we're going to play the game, Jack. It's the programmed pause. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The 4 of us have combed through a selection of the Less Than Jake discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Less Than Jake a chance. And, you know, I'm juggling with a couple ideas here. I've already teased my favorite song a bunch. There's my obvious choice, you know, the one that I always go to, or do I go to one of the ones that might have a chance, but isn't necessarily one of my favorite. You know what? I'm gonna toss this one out here just to kind of gauge the temperature of the room. It's the only answer I got when I asked listeners. So, you know, that could be a good thing. Could be a bad thing, but it was on my list, so I was like, I gotta throw this one out here. How about Jen Doesn't Like Me Anymore?
Nope.
Oh, that's a great song. I don't think I have it.
Yeah. I do not.
That's a fabulous choice, but I do not have it.
All right. All right.
So I think that's me, like, one of the rare ones that just doesn't.
Ah, man, they play it like at every right show.
Now. They not really? Oh, yeah. They, last time I saw them was like 2014. So
they definitely play it all the time. If you go on, like, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think we may be closer to Joe's one based on that.
After one?
Come on. Tons of stuff out
no,
there.
No, just gauging the temperature. All right. Randy, you're up.
I can go in any direction, but 17, 16-year-old me would be really, really mad at myself if I didn't pick this song first. And granted, I don't think this is my favorite Less Than Jake song right now as we're talking here, but I remember loving it so much back then because it felt so anthemic to me and so just cathartic that I ended up using a quote from this song in my yearbook. And I also, you know, when I was getting my driver's license, like the thing I was looking forward to the most while driving was blasting this song first, the first thing I got into the car, because honestly, the first thing you hear is the key in the ignition. Uh-huh. So the first thing I got into the car, it's Gainesville Rock City.
Yeah, Windmill Slam, absolutely.
Well,
no way.
Not for me.
Whoa.
Not for me.
Gainesville's a two.
Wow, that blows my mind. All right.
Oh, come on.
Boy,
my six maybe is not looking good then. All right. Dang. That's like, isn't that like on Cops and shit? Like this.
I'm fairly certain I had that on my first pass, but what does that mean? So.
I mean, it means you were right at first.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right. Joe?
I mean, I first heard this song right about 2002, and I just thought it was the coolest damn song ever at that time. So I'm going to be that guy. All my best friends are metalheads.
Yes, sir.
Of course. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear the of course, because I don't have it.
Whoa.
Oh, this is one of those times, Justin.
That one blows my mind. You're going to, I got to stop you. Why not?
Well,
what made you not too?
I don't really have a reason. Is this
okay? Is this, I bet if you played this for yourself right now, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay.
You'd be like, I was wrong.
Is this
oh, epic?
And like, has a streak.
That's the kind of song that, like, there's definitely some rock nerds view out there that like have that at their funeral. Like, that's the kind of song it is.
It was on Tony Hawk, like, what was it, Tony Hawk 1?
Maybe.
Sure. Yeah, it would have been 1. Yep.
Tony Hawk's probably at his mansion in Detroit listening to it right now.
I definitely had that one on my first pass.
Tony Hawk lives in Detroit, not California.
I'll tell you a story about that later.
But I had both of these songs on my first pass, and you know, I had problems with Rockview and Losing Streak. Like, those were very those cuts were hard for me. So
I can respect that.
All right. Randy and Joe are out there. So, Chris, you're up.
I thought it was going to be a damn Windmill Slam, but let's go with what for me is like the quintessential Less Than Jake song. And I think this is the only thing that, I mean, aside from the two we just said, this is like the third song and the ones that we're wrong if we don't have it, in my opinion. And that's Johnny Quest.
I got it.
Yeah.
So,
Randy.
Spoiler.
I'm going to explain. Randy. Hold on. Johnny Quest is not one of my favorite Less Than Jake songs, but you're 100% right. It is quintessentially Less Than Jake. I had to debate myself all through and I'd be like, you know, I have to drop something, you know, the something deep from Anthem just to put it on there. And yeah, it had to be there.
Yes. I was going to say, that's madness if you don't have it.
I know. Is that four?
Call me mad because I don't have it.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Like, for me, I want to argue my piece about this. Like,
please do.
The guitar leading into the, like, it is the most iconic moment for me in that kind of ska punk in any band that does this style of music, the intro of this song is the most iconic moment besides, like, I don't know, all of Energy, right? Like you can't count Operation Ivy when you talk about ska punk. You just can't. Right. And like you can talk about songs that the Clash played that were ska. You can talk about whatever. If you like Choking Victim, that shit, that to me, the intro to this song is the moment where you go like, oh, that's a kind of music I like. Like you will hear that. Like it's so fucking good that I can't believe you could hear that and be like, oh yeah, I'm now a punk rocker. Like straight up, like it's that good. Like it's that perfect of a moment. So that's my take.
You're 100% right. I don't disagree with anything you said at all. And then like, it also shows, cause they have so many songs. We just picked two of them that have the longest titles that I've ever seen. And also the title Johnny Quest thinks were sellouts just tells you they don't take themselves seriously at all. Mm-hmm. And sure, that is such an admirable quality about them.
It's literally about a kid who like said they were sellouts because they were charging money for their CDs. That's hilarious. Like, not charging lots of money, by the way, just charging money for their CDs.
So for clarity, was that a yes or a no, Randy?
That was a yes.
Okay, so that's a three.
And I had the losing streak version, but I don't really care which one we pick.
Okay.
Yeah, losing streak was on the list, so.
Yeah, the losing streak version is in my opinion better. There you go.
All right, so back to me, huh?
Call me Heinrich von Duffel.
All right, well, let me try this one out. We're dancing around it. So how about Happy Man?
Got it.
I got that shit.
Love it, but again, it's just the factor of I can't take 13 losing streak songs. So
damn.
Unfortunately, man. No.
Another three.
All right, I'm gonna stop being surprised then, I guess.
Oh, this is Joe had this too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I like the representation. I love this song. Yeah. Coming off of Automatic, it's like, it just, I don't know. It just like that horn, like I said, with the horn lines that begin songs, like that one is iconic to me.
Yeah, you should have put it on your list.
Well,
you really loved it so much.
I'm happy man that it made it.
Yeah, there you go.
So Big Lebowski me, man, all right?
All right, Randy.
Listen here, dude.
Brother. All right, Randy, you're up.
Oh, man. There are no layups, so what the fuck are we doing? This should have three. Last one out of Liberty City.
Mm. Is there?
I do not.
No.
Woo.
That was two.
Again, that was like one of those ones on my first pass. An
album opener, Justin.
I know.
I will say this one, like, I can understand skipping it, but I have it as well.
Well, I think that's what, in hindsight, why I didn't pick it. If I had to have a reason, is I can't just take all the album openers, and I had to be conscious of it because I do it all the time. But
here's the thing, man, this band knows what they're doing. They know they're a hook machine, you know, like that's what they are. Like, they want to hook you. That's the point. Also, don't forget, we're talking about songs from the CD era, like a time when you were meant to listen from front to back, right? Like, it's not the same as a record that came out in the last, like, in the internet age. Or, like, I shouldn't say internet age because it came out when the internet was a thing. But you know what I mean? Like, not a record that was from the streaming era, right? This is a CD era record. Like, it's meant to be listened front to back.
So I'll say this. Like, at this point, five of the... I mean, we won't count my Jen Doesn't Like Me Anymore because it went into the bin. But all five songs that are in play, I either had, obviously, or had on a version of my list at one point. So, okay,
there you go.
I mean, I'm gonna.
There really are no wrong answers.
I'm gonna
right?
be an easy sell. So.
Well, there's two wrong answers, but
yeah, I was gonna say Randy didn't. Randy doesn't. Oh, yeah,
but
man.
I don't even consider it an answer at all.
Yeah,
that's fair.
All right, Joe.
I'm gonna go over to Pezcore because, like I said, this was an album that I was a discovery for me, and I really enjoyed this album. I'm gonna go with My Very Own Flag.
Fuck.
Extremely tough cut.
Whoa, windmill slam, dude. I absolutely have it as well.
That's a two, then.
Yeah.
Again, that's one of
those. I really enjoyed PES Core. It brought me kind of back to what I remember them sounding like. And
hell yeah.
That was kind of the jump back in, like, oh, hell yeah, I love this album.
I'll tell you what, though. Like, I there was a version of my list where that was the only PES Core song, because there's just too much in Losing Streak that's iconic to me.
So, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Spoiler, but I only have one PES Core.
There you go. Well, there you go. I only had two, so.
My 16-year-old self would definitely have taken my very own flag.
Can I guess what your PES Core song is with my pick?
Yeah, sure. You're up. So,
is it Liquor Store Guys?
Of course.
Of course it is.
I got it.
Hey, look at that.
We got one.
Let the record show that the guy who said we'd all get fours got the first four in his second turn.
So, I mean, no, I really should have led with this, because it kind of, to your point on the last round, Chris, like, they know what they're doing, and that's what this does. It got me so excited for the band, because this is the first song on the first record on our playlist, and I was like, oh, okay, so this is what I'm getting. Cool, I'm in. And
I think there's something about this band that was, like, to your point, was like, we're going to play punk rock and we're going to play ska punk, right? But we're going to be fucking rock stars. We're mm-hmm. going to write songs that people like, because we're good at writing songs people like. Like, these are pop songs played by a punk band, but there's also something there that's not just people that are trying to fucking pull the wool over your eyes. They're not, mm-hmm. they're not a bunch of, you know, they're not slicking the hair back. They're not putting on, like, costumes on stage. They're just guys that drink a lot of beer and like punk rock that went up there and played these songs, and they just happen to be genius pop songwriters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There you go. We got one.
Yeah. And I mean, I think Chris, you said it earlier about, you know, the, like, Rockview being, you know, CD, you play it front to back. I mean, 2008 was still kind of like a CD era before streaming started to happen too. So I think, you know, kicking it off with this was that same hook, like you had mentioned, of
absolutely, well,
you're going to be here for the ride now.
And they also, like, they were smart, man. They got on bills with bands that were not exactly the same style as them, because not everybody's going to go to ska punk. That's just the facts. But they got on bills with bands that not only were they friends with, but they knew that they could pinch fans from, because they knew that they had something to appeal to them, right? I mean, we can go more into that as we go. I don't want to, like, kill the whole game flow, but, like, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we got one. If it ends right now, Joe, I mean, again, there's plenty of gameplay left, but if it ended right now, Joe's one wins. So back around to me. I keep looking at this song, so might as well play it. Just Like Frank.
Oh, great song. I don't have it.
It's same. Really excruciatingly tough cut.
Good Lord. I'm in the bin again, huh? All right.
Yeah, but you're not making bad picks.
Yeah, no, not at all.
All right, Randy?
I'm going to stay on Losing Streak, and this is maybe my favorite Less Than Jake song. And it's so classic, it's so anthemic, and it just speaks to just being a teenager and everything you're going through. Sugar in your gas tank.
I knew you were
going to say. Hell yeah. You got sugar in your gas tank.
Hell yeah, I got that, man.
Justin?
Nope. Nope.
Justin.
Did we lose him? Did we lose the man? Wait.
No.
Where's the adult?
I'm still here.
Okay.
I just
did laughing. You take it?
No.
Ah.
Joe, is that a yes?
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Okay.
So it's a three.
All right, three.
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome.
Dude, that's one of the best live songs too, man. The At all. Like, people singing along to that. Oof. Get in.
Back, just smoke cigarettes.
Oh, man.
Need the one with the loudest mouth.
Be the most close my dead. Oh, come on. It's rock and roll, dude. Dude, you know what it is? It's like hair metal, but played as a fucking pop punk band. It's so fucking sweet.
Oh, and that's their influence too. They're heavily influenced by, like, Cheap Trick and Megadeth.
Yeah, man.
That makes a lot of sense. Cheap Trick makes a whole lot of sense. Now that you say it.
Cheap Trick fucking rules. You guys gotta do a Cheap Trick episode.
I'm in. Yes.
True.
I'd be a poser on that one, but I'll listen with all my content.
Same. But I think they deserve coverage.
All right. So let's see. Joe, you're up.
You know, this album isn't necessarily, by the time they got here, or when they did this, wasn't really ska punk, but I still think it's very less than Jake. From In With The Out Crowd, Falls Apart.
I love that song. I love that song. And if I had the opportunity to take five songs off that record, I put them on that list for a reason. And unfortunately, I was so heavy with all of the meat and potatoes in the big albums that
that's fair.
I couldn't make it with that. But I love that song.
Tells me
I'm listening to it now. I like I said, I can't mess with this album. I don't have it. I'm listening to it now. This is not one that stood out to me when I listened to it again for this, I'll be honest, but I'm giving it a shot while we talk.
It's like a more mature motto.
Yeah, it's definitely not
sounds like Newfound Glory.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It definitely sounds like Newfound Glory.
It's pop punk. Yeah.
I can't say you, Joe.
Chris is doing some stuff here.
I think they did it very less than Jake-like, though. That's why I put it on this list.
Roger squeal that he puts into it, this character.
What we're used to.
Yeah,
Roger songs are fucking awesome.
I can't save you, but I definitely, that one was on my radar. I can't remember how many I had on my first pass, but Fall Apart was definitely on it. So, all right, Chris?
I got to go back to my list now because I was listening to that song. I will say that that one didn't stand out to me, but I'm going to go give it another shot. Let's do one that I think will be one just for me and get it out of the way. By the way, because I've had so many that you guys have half matched, I've only got 13 songs left.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one that I really, really, really like. Let's do Dope Man.
Nope.
I did not take Dope Man.
I thought you might have, actually.
I do not have Dope Man.
I have a reason for it.
Okay.
It's because of the remix on Goodbye Blue and White.
Oh, well, sure. Okay. I mean, you're gonna hold that against it?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of am. When it comes down to this, yes, I will.
Like, this is a song that, by the way, that like they play every show.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay. I know the hopping and everything like that, of course.
Yeah, all right. Well.
All right, back around to me. I think it's time for me to throw it out there. My favorite song. I've already whiffed a bunch. I might as well do it again. Like I said, like from the first notes I heard, I was like, oh, I love this one. It's strangely enough, I guess, off Gainesville, Florida. Abandoned Ship.
Yeah, man.
I do not have it.
I do not have it either.
All right. I'll take it too.
Yep. You and me, the GNV FLA boys.
I will take a two here. That's
one of the two songs I took from that record. Yeah.
I took two from it as well. But like, that one just hit me immediately. Like a lot of these other ones, like, you know, it hit, but like it took that next time around for it to go, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. Abandoned Ship, like, just. It might be because of the title, I don't know, but like it just boom, all came in on me, and then I loved it the next time around. So
I do think it's like a very realized version of what their formula has always been. Like it's a vocal melody that they use all the time. It's got that driving drum. It's got the harmonies in just the right place to make it seem like it was maybe accidental, but it wasn't. But it's because it was from, what year is that record from? 2008. They were just like so locked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Like I said, I'll take the two. All right. And man, Chris is rapidly running out of room.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm scared by that.
It's you know, I'm just here to have fun. You know.
Yeah. All right.
Just like in Little League, you know.
Randy, you're up.
Back to Hello Rock View. How about History of a Boring Town?
Yeah, man.
Of course. No way.
Boy.
Spoiler.
No way, dude.
We'll take the three.
It's awesome.
We'll take the three. We will take
this. This is like, this is like, we talk about the blueprint. This is it. This is the blueprint for us and Jake.
Yep.
Yep.
Everything in the condo right now, basically.
I put something else in.
Yeah.
Like you quoted Letterkenny, you quoted Shorzy before. That episode of Letterkenny in the new season where they like make a country song. This is what you'd use to make Bless and Jake's song.
for sure. Yeah, for sure. All good right. Callback there.
All right.
I am not that far in Letterkenny, but I freaking love that show.
Yeah, you're going to love that episode.
All right, Joe, you're up.
Well, we'll just stay on Rockview since we're there, and clearly I got the wrong song, but I picked To Help Save the Youth of America from Exploding.
Yeah, man.
I love to hear that, because no, I don't.
Hmm. Okay. So, that one was one of my late ads, because I felt like I couldn't take it out.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very growing up song that obviously hit my angsty kid really well.
I just remember mowing the lawn of that song.
There you go. There you
go. Random.
All right. I mean, I do.
Yeah. Chris, you're up.
All right. Because I took one that was kind of out there last. Well, not out there. Dope Man's not out there, but in this crowd it might be. I'm going to take one that I feel like, God damn, this has got to be all four. Automatic, right? Come on.
Yeah, it should be.
No!
This is the old dude, Harry J. Reynolds, and you're listening to Less Than Jake. God, if you guys had listened to the precursor to that, where you have to rewind track one on the CD,
yeah,
where he's telling the story, balls are bouncing, like, you would have absolutely have taken that.
Man, someone's going to shoot us.
Maybe so, but I didn't, so.
Yeah, I don't have it either. I think that just fell victim to, you know, me trying to avoid track ones, and, you know, maybe I should have.
I'll embrace it.
Maybe
embrace
this band, I shouldn't have done.
They have amazing track ones.
But let the pop band advertise to you with their pop songs to come first. You know?
All right. We're back to me. Well, I keep looking at this one. Might as well get it out there in the air. How about Lockdown?
That was a really tough cut.
That's a good song. I didn't even consider it, but it's a really good song.
I love that you said it. That's another one where that horn line right away just locks you in. It's a great horn song.
I do think it's so late in an album that is so full of fucking gold that it doesn't have luster because of that.
You know, unfortunately.
You know what?
Yeah, that was one where I remember, like, after a couple years of listening to that record, I was like, wait a minute, why am I not paying attention to this? You know, like, it's just sort of, it's there, but you're right. Like, it's not that you get exhausted listening to it, but it's just like, whoa, it's great song after great song after great song, and you're kind of, you know, you're floating on that cloud nine, and after a while it just kind of dissipates.
I think you just hit on exactly what happened here. Is I was trying too hard. Like I was overthinking the room.
Like I can look at it just from the numbers here, like on Spotify, it's the only song that hasn't cracked 600,000 plays on the record.
That's shitty.
I took the last song versus the first song, so
which has 6 million plays.
Yeah, well,
6.5 million plays.
Hey, their album closers are terrific too. So, yeah.
But I mean, it made it in the conversation, and if somebody here is listening and has never listened to Less Than Jake and is compiling a list, they got a nice little list of bin stuff from my list only. Except
that's not true. I put one in there.
Joe put one in the bin too.
Didn't we bin Dope Man somehow?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Dope Man.
How? That's like
the five in the bin, four of them are losing streak. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. We're gonna get shot, like I said.
That just tells you. Like we couldn't all, there was too many songs for us to not be able to agree. Like
it just tells you Gainesville, Florida is a great record. That's what it tells you.
That's also true. All right. Yeah. Randy, you're up.
Have we not taken anything off Anthem yet?
Nope.
I don't think we have.
You gonna do it?
Oh, of course. Yeah, this is a great record. And unfortunately, I wish I could have taken like three more songs from it. But this is automatic on the list, no matter what. Plastic Cup Politics.
That was my last cut.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Neither do I.
There's no way that's automatic, Randy. Come on.
What were you saying?
You almost didn't have Johnny Quest. You're calling Plastic Cup Politics automatic? Roger's mad at you. It's his song.
They play it every single show still.
Sure, you're right. They play Ghost of You and Me as well, but I don't have that on my list.
Oh, well, spoiler. Shit.
Oh, well, that's my next one then, fine.
All right. Joe.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about it, the Ghost of Me and You.
Oh, I was gonna take it by default, like I fucked up.
I have it.
All right. I don't think I do.
Yeah, no surprise that I don't. And John, you can go twice. I'm sorry.
All right, so that was a two then?
That's a two.
That's just a two.
All right.
No anthem love.
All right, let me reshuffle the deck. Chris?
Oh, no, let's do this.
Yeah, Chris gets to go.
Let's do this. We'll do the one on Anthem that is the one that has to be there. Science of Selling Yourself Short.
Oh fuck no.
What?
Are you... No, I... No, hell no.
That's the
no.
one you were worried about?
Dude, that is the lamest Less Than Jake song in the history of the fucking world.
Oh man, I know that there's like, I get where you're coming from, but dude, come on, man.
Yeah, I could not take that. No, I think that's the worst song I think right, they ever
let
put
me,
out.
Let me make an argument for it. And sure. and you don't have to agree. I'm with
not
you.
Not the worst song off that record at all.
Okay, so there is a song on this record that I thought you were talking about, which is She's Gonna Break Soon. That is That is quite possibly the worst swing and miss at a band that was trying to make their commercial debut ever.
I agree.
Somebody really thought that song was going to break them, which is insane because it is so bad that it makes me depressed. Like not angry. It's like when your dad says, "I'm not mad, I'm disappointed." I'm not mad. I'm genuinely depressed. Like you have actually affected my mental health with this
Chris,
song.
Chris, do you remember that when they made a music video for this, they got rid of the horn track?
They're not in it. Actually, no, they're actually in the room without their instruments. And there weren't. Wait, in Science of Selling Yourself Short, you're talking about?
No. In She's Gonna Break Soon, they took out the horns.
Oh yeah, yeah. And they're in the music video. They're in the room without their instruments, aren't they?
I think so. Yeah. It was awkward.
But here's the thing about it's a weird POV
camera angle that up close on his face.
Because they were worried about the band not being hot, so they wanted a hot girl. That was the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is what I'm going to argue for Science. And I get where you're coming from. I'm right there. I'm on the train with you. But this is the song that actually did reach other audiences and did get them fans from that record. It's the only successful song that they were trying to make a successful radio song on that record, which is supposed to be their big record, right? I don't like it that much. In fact, I have two songs on here from it, and that's one of them, okay? But this was the song that actually worked. Like, if we're going to make a list of 10 songs that you need to listen to get into Less Than Jake, I'm not saying it's my favorite Less Than Jake song, but the spirit of this game means you have to have that song there because it's the one that worked.
I get what you're saying. For me, everything you said about She's Gonna Break Soon is how I felt about that song. I wanted to throw up. I was like, this sucks.
Fair enough, man.
But I understand what you're saying. I 100% understand what you're saying. But yeah, everything you said about She's Gonna Break Soon, and I agree with that as well. I was like, ugh, what am I listening to right now?
Fair enough, man. I mean, for She's Gonna Break Soon, I don't know if there's a better example of a swing and a miss by like a song by committee ever in history. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say about that song, like again, they tried to go mainstream so hard, it just didn't. I mean, I remember it from MTV days.
Right.
I remember seeing it, you know, on
here's a good
I don't
question.
Know if it ever hit like TRL or something like that, but it was not like it clearly didn't work.
You just inspired my question about it. What would you take over? Which one would you take? She's gonna Break Soon by Less Than Jake or Fall Back Down by Rancid?
Oh, stop. Get out of here.
Which one? You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one. It's the game. It's the program.
No, fuck you. I'll take Red Hot Moon instead.
No, that's Science of Selling Yourself Short. That's it.
I would rather, out of those two picks, I would rather listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I did that to you.
I would rather, no, I wouldn't. I was going to say, I'd rather listen to I Miss You on loop, but no.
Hey, that song's not bad.
Don't. By the way, I didn't have it. I went with something way more random as my other anthem pick, but I definitely thought that it should, and I didn't think that it would, you know, bring up this conversation, but it's needed to be represented. Yes.
Hey, we got to talk about She's Gonna Break Soon and make fun of it. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Yep. It was gonna come up.
All right. Well, I'll trot
it was
out.
Bound to happen. It was bound to happen.
You definitely didn't have it.
No, I didn't have it either. I will say it was on. I think the very first pass, but I kind of looked at like the top five Less Than Jake songs, and that was one of them. And then when I got to it, I was like, why? So it...
why? Why?
Sorry, so, fine.
So I dropped it out. But I'll try
all that laughing over Plastic Up Politics. Looks pretty bad now, huh?
Yeah, well, we're not gonna do, you know. I'll trot out better than me, you know.
I'll trot out a anthem here too. How about Welcome to the New South?
No, I didn't take that one.
I don't have that either.
Yeah, I don't have it, but that's not a bad song. That's not a bad song at all.
That's where I did not abandon my track one.
There you go.
For track one.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, for me at least, one of the weaker track ones, but.
There you go. All right.
I do like the song a lot. Let's just put it that way, but it's not anywhere close to Automatic or Last One Out of Liberty City.
Yeah. All right. Randy?
Jeez, it's back to me already. Okay. We're in like the ninth round or whatever we're in now, and this song hasn't been said yet. I said it before, and I mentioned how terrible that anthem version was of this song. It's very quintessential Less Than Jake too. The lyrics are exactly what they kind of mold their songs to. Like, I don't know. I think it's a perfect Less Than Jake song. Look What Happens on my list.
I got it.
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't have it.
Whoa.
Are we really going to have another one?
I'm woeing because I cannot believe we've missed so much. It's crazy to me. I really thought this one would be easy.
Well,
yep, Sam.
It'd be a spoiler.
Well, I mean, you've had a couple of them. That's the thing. You know what it is? It's like the two of you are just like both playing spoiler kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've agreed on a lot, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but also we've seen them like over 10 times.
Yeah, yeah.
20.
Yeah.
I've seen them zero.
That's so fair too.
I didn't
That's
bring
fair
that.
Too. I only have the one.
All right, Joe.
This one was simple for me to pick and put on the list because right the opening line, when is common sense too much to ask? I feel like I ask myself that every single fucking day of my life. Devil in my DNA.
Oh, dudes. Oh, that makes me so happy. But no.
I didn't All take right. it.
That was.
I don't have it either. I do love that. Cut. I do love that song. That's a very good
Hit
song.
Hit that pile. Hit that pile.
I love the Gainesville, Florida love though.
Yeah, like you said, it's such a good record. Such
it really is. Record. It really is. It's so underrated. I don't get it. I'll do one that I'm going to stop saying where we should all have it. One of my favorite songs. like this was an anthem for my like shoulder tapping for beers era of my life. Ninth at Pine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. No way.
I drop. That's a four?
Yeah.
Let's Hell go. Yeah. I can hear okay, the trombone so intro in my head.
I dropped another losing. This was basically my number 20. I dropped another losing streak song for it. So I made a great choice.
I'm glad you made the right choice.
I sure did.
I have gotten both.
It all came down to
so
that
far.
Saturday night.
It is funny.
It also started my lifelong obsession with the phrase human condition.
Which one will it be? Sympathy yeah, or apathy?
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Also, that's another thing I think I gotta bring up. I haven't like routinely listened to this band in a very long time. I remember every single fucking lyric.
Dessert.
Chris is
not difficult to, but still.
You
oh, there's some stuff.
Let's see. I see at least 15, but I think more like 17. Yeah, I think you've only got like three left, if my math is correct. All right.
Who?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have four left, actually.
Okay. All right. So
I got a ton left.
Yeah, me too.
I got eight.
So let's do one more round then, and then dump out since Chris is...
Oh, no, you're right. I have three left. I apologize. We said Gainesville Rock City, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have three left. You're right.
All right. I keep passing by this one, and it's making me nervous in the alley.
Yes, sir.
I'm spoiling that one. I don't have it.
Well, I've got two left.
This list is going to be Losing Streak and Hello Rock View and Liquor Store, and that's it, isn't it?
Shouldn't it be? Like,
I mean, sure. I'm not complaining.
Right.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
If we're going to drop
and then look Science
and Sell Yourself Short.
All right. Randy?
Never get over that.
I won't.
Oh, man. It's tough to like be like, okay, what's the strongest on my list left? Because at this point, who the hell knows? But this is the last one I have from Losing Streak. It's a very popular live song. I've seen them open with it before, and it's just a fucking banger. How's My Driving, Doug Hastings?
Got it.
Man, I feel stupid for not having that. You're right. I should have, but I don't. Yeah. I was wrong.
Well, I can't make it a three. It was just a I have so much from this record cut. So
I want to say
initially thought this was the song you were talking about, Randy, when you were talking about getting your driver's license. That's what I first thought you were going to go with way back earlier in the show there.
It was probably number two or three.
Is there a band though that can write more songs about random people you'll never know and make you feel like you get the whole story?
Oh, the whole wedding and like the fat ants and everything like that. Yeah. Like,
you just get it. You're like, yeah, all right, I get it. We all know that guy, right? Like, yeah.
Well, all right, Joe.
I'm gonna go back to Pezcore. Throw the Brick.
Oh, I love Throw the Brick.
Yeah, me too. I don't have it, but it's a very good song.
Can't save you, brother.
So, I do have a story about this. So, when I saw them at the Crazy Donkey once, throw it back there, Chris.
Yeah.
They decided to do a medley, really random, and I think like She's Gonna Break Soon might have been that medley.
They used to do that. Yeah.
And I was right up on the rail on Roger's side, and they did Throw the Brick. And when they got into it, I fucking like basically jumped over the rail, and Roger looked at me. He's like, "Yes." I love that song, but
I'm convinced that She's Gonna Break Soon was in that medley because of a contractual obligation. I'm not kidding.
Really?
They literally have not played it since the Anthem tour. I'm pretty sure. Like I'm almost positive.
What's crazy is I saw them a bunch.
30 seconds of this and then get out.
I heard it a bunch. I went to a lot of shows during Anthem, but I think that might have been the only time I'd ever seen that song. Ever. And it was just like this small chunk.
There you go. I mean, I remember being, I might have been at that gig, man, because it was Crazy Donkey, right? Yeah. I remember as a kid being like understanding business when I was like, oh, okay, yeah, they got it in there.
All right. So that one was Joe, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Chris.
So I'm going to go with the one that I labored over. So there was three songs at the end that I was picking between. And like I said, Plastic Cup Politics was my last cut. And it was easy because there was two others that I was fighting with. And then I ended up cutting another random song to get them both in. This song means a lot to me because I feel like it just explains being a piece of shit kid. I don't know if you guys will have it, but Suburban Myth.
I have it.
You do have it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
I do not.
I don't either. That makes me, again, that's one that I don't know why I cut it, but is that a track one?
No,
it's track three.
Okay. Yeah, but that's Doors and Boundaries, yeah.
That's a fucking killer top three of that album. And then you go into what happened after that. Keo is a fucking great song too.
I like that it really just nails that like we're just doing our best and all we've got is the boys and, you know, we're just latchkey kids. I don't know. Something about it. It's made to get me. Like, it's literally, like, engineered to make me like it. But right. I really like it.
All right. It does feel like one of their anthems, though.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just dump out. I'll start at the top because I think Chris only has one left at this point.
I have one left, yeah.
So I'll start at the top here. Shotgun.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Danny says?
Great one, but no.
Yep, also good, but don't have it.
Scott Farkas takes it on the chin?
No.
Yo, I gotta say, man, for someone who's never listened to this band, you are nailing some, like, deep cuts that are great.
Yeah, this is awesome. I was worried about some of the deeper ones off Rockview. I have one more from Rockview left that's a deep one, but yeah, I love this representation.
Hell looks a lot like LA.
Yes.
Nice. Don't have it, but nice.
I don't have it either. Joe, you had it?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll take that too. Bad scene in a basement show?
No.
No.
I can another relate. Great pick, man. I don't have it.
I can relate hardcore to that one. Yeah. Best wishes to your black lung?
Nope. But that's another... Yeah. Great anthem deep cut.
Right. Yeah, that one I haven't thought about since I heard Anthem when it first came out. I was like, yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that one was on like a later Tony Hawk soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Sleep It Off?
Yes, I do have that. Of course.
I don't. Why is that? No, of course, Randy.
It's a fucking great song.
I gotta find it. Let me find it.
It's on the B-sides record.
You're like, because I like it.
Do I need other remix?
Like okay, well, I'll say I have it liked on Spotify, so I must like it.
All right. Bridge and Tunnel Authority.
A good song, but I don't have it.
Was that a yes, Joe? All right.
Cool. Yeah. That's another one I like from that B-sides record, but it's I don't have it, no.
All right, and last but not least, off of Gainesville, Florida, Golden Age of My Negative Ways.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
I do not.
I love that Gainesville record.
Yeah, man.
It's fucking great. It's fucking great.
All right.
By the way, the other song that actually you go next, but I'll say one of the other song that I said I cut from my list when I was fighting with three was the other GMB FLA song.
So I'll say this: I'm done. I'm out. So that means unanimouses are off the table. We got two. So we got our work cut out.
I was gonna go with two also.
That's crazy. I feel so stupid.
Not two that I would have expected in a million years. Maybe Liquor Store a little bit, but not Ninth and Pine.
All right, Joe.
Wolf Correct, by the way.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, Randy, dump out, yes.
Alice War. No.
Man, it's a good song. It's a really, 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 really good song.
I know.
That was a cut, but it was an early cut.
another album closer here, Faction.
No.
I genuinely don't like that song.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Now that I look at everything, I'm like, why the fuck did I pick this? But it's a great underrated song of theirs that I don't think anybody ever talks about. Escape from A-Bomb House from Anthem.
I got it.
You do?
Okay, that is a good song. You had to have that, but you didn't have to have Johnny Quest.
I
can't
handle it. No, I had Johnny. What did you do?
I'm sorry, it's just the way you're talking about.
Did I say I had to have it?
Kind of.
Kind of. Oh no! Look, Johnny Quest is higher on the list than this, probably. But
all right, fair enough. Yeah, that is.
I'm going to come off as a hypocrite at some point. So
that is a decent wrestler, but it's not. I didn't put it on there.
Oh, it's got two. That's not bad for a dump out. The last one I have, I haven't heard, aside from Fall Apart, I haven't heard a lot of representation from OutKrowd. I needed one soundtrack of my life.
Which
also samples Gainesville Rock City.
Yeah, well, you know I don't have that.
Yeah, I know. Hater.
All right.
I am, admittedly. Yeah.
See if you can't find Chris's last one there, Joe.
I think you will.
Yeah, I don't think I'm. I don't know. I got 107.
Good song, but I don't have it.
Rock and Roll Pizzeria.
Man, that was a real late cut. That was a real late cut. And I, you know what it was? I was like, that's just my heart talking. It's not a good song.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, I feel that way about never going back to New Jersey.
Was that?
Never going back to New Jersey.
Motto?
Motto?
Oh, Motto is great. I don't have it.
Sam, I almost spoke it.
And last one I got is Big.
Don't have it.
Great
one. So you guys are going to laugh.
All right.
Randy, guess what my song is?
Did you take She's Gonna Break Soon?
No, no, God, no.
Okay. At this point, we've mentioned so many songs. You just said it.
Never going back to New Jersey. That's actually it.
Fucking God. Okay.
I don't know. It's iconic to me. It's iconic to me.
I will say,
New Jersey,
I had I had New Jersey. It was a late cut. And I thought that I thought that I was giving it too much love because I'm a Devils fan.
No, man, it's iconic to me, at least. Like, yeah.
All right, look, I mean, I know we got a lot of misses here. And let's see, how much of the discog did we cover? 46 songs. So, I mean, not bad. I mean, we covered a lot. We only got two unanimous, Liquor Store and Ninth at Pine. Let's talk about these threes. Do we think these threes are in automatically, and then we just work from there?
How many? I think we do need to consider that all of these, aside from Look What Happened, are on losing streak in Hello Rockview. So
Hold on.
At first, I think we should create some separation.
Mm-hmm.
I think the absolute automatics. I'm going to pick three automatics from this list: Johnny Quest, Metalheads, Sugar in Your Gas Tank. Have to be in, no questions asked.
Can you give me the ones that are in? I didn't write them down, I'm sorry.
Liquor Store and Ninth at Pine are in.
No, I mean the ones that are threes, I apologize.
Oh, sure. Metalheads, Johnny Quest, Happy Man, Sugar in Your Gas Tank, History of a Boring Town, Look What Happened, and Nervous in the Alley.
I would argue that Look What Happened in Boring Town are more important than Sugar in Your Gas Tank.
Oh, well, I mean, we can put all of them in.
That's just my argument. I want them all, in my opinion. But if you're going with like what needs to be there, that's my opinion.
Okay. I think we can all agree that Johnny Quest and Metalheads are automatic, yes. Right?
Okay. In my opinion, yeah.
All right. Those are the two biggest culprits. Yeah.
All right, so let's do that. We'll get those two. That takes us up to four. There's five left. It could take us all the way up to that nine, as you mentioned. You know, if album representation is something that we care about, then maybe we need to look at some of these twos.
It's so funny that Gainesville Rock City is not part of this conversation.
I know. I think it has to be in too.
Well, I mean, look, how
it's
many
their show closer and everything?
How many do we? Oh yeah, Gainesville Rock City. My bad.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that that's not. I mean, it's fine. I mean, this is how it goes, you know.
I mean, look.
Do we have anything from the Gainesville, Florida record in? No, we don't, do we?
No, I don't.
Did nobody say? Does the Lion City still roar?
No.
No, and I almost took that.
Okay, because that was the one that I cut instead of. That's the one I cut to get Never Going Back to New Jersey in.
Oh, no wonder. I copied the band instead of the albums. No wonder I'm struggling over here. Spreadsheet master, Justin.
There you go. Atta babe.
Well, look. All right. So, Boring Town and Look What Happened are what Chris propped up as the next threes, right?
Yeah, Sugar in Your Gas Tank should be there too. I think at this point, you have to put those three in.
For what it's worth, I agree. I just would take the other two first. That's all.
Okay. I mean, look, two of those, I was the odd man out. I mean, knocked me over with a feather. And I don't see Joe putting up too much of a fight on Boring Town.
No, I mean, I had, like, I think I only didn't have one of those, so I'm good with it.
All right.
I think they're good. less than Jay. I mean, like I said, you could pretty much almost put any song in this list except
right,
two.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess three technically, because you brought up She's Gonna Break Soon. We don't want that yet.
Well, that was mentioned, but let's let it be clear. Nobody think we ever any of us picked that.
No.
Right. Yeah. No. Exactly.
All right. So we have three more picks. So we can take the easy way out and just take the two threes and then figure out which two we're taking, or we can break it down a little further. Happy Man and Nervous in the Alley are still alive. And then our twos are...
Good choices.
Man, I'd be happy with those two.
I mean...
Wait, Automatic's not in this
list? Yeah, person? I mean, I really like Happy Man.
Oh. Automatic got a two.
Wow.
Yeah, Automatic's a two.
I would love to stump for those two, for Gainesville and Automatic to be reconsidered.
Yeah,
I mean, they're still alive. But okay, so then then which one... Between Happy Man, Nervous in the Alley, I mean, yeah, I guess we have three spots. So, and then it's down to the twos. Are both of those in? And then we're looking at twos.
We need Nervous in the Alley.
Honestly, I'd rather have Automatic and Gainesville over either of them, if I'm being honest. But that's not the way that this goes, right?
No, sure it does. I mean,
I just want to do a quick check. So if we don't put in Nervous in the Alley, we have two Rockview songs, which feels light for Rockview. And we're going to have, and say we put in Happy Man and Automatic, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losing streak. I feel like you need another Rockview. And I know that, like, we have Liberty City, we have Help Save the Youth of America from Exploding, and that's pretty much it. But I, and granted, like, Nervous in the Alley can deserve to go in there. I think it is the weakest of the threes, but I don't know. I feel like we're shortchanging Rockview if we only put two and put in five from Losing Streak.
You know why we're shortchanging Rockview? Not because it's not good, Randy, but because Losing Streak is that good.
I know. I don't want to... You know, I don't want to reject Losing also, Streak at all, but...
I don't think Borders and Boundaries is a good record. I've said that already. Gainesville Rock City has to be on this damn list.
I agree with that. I'm not...
Yeah, I have to agree as well. And my thought is the same on Borders and Boundaries, too.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so let's do that. That record, let's grab Gainesville Rock City. All right. So that takes us up to eight. So we've got two spots left. We've got the two threes still alive. We've got a ton of twos alive too that we haven't even got to.
I want to throw another wrench into this. I think there's a lot of people that love this band listening to us. They're screaming about My Very Own Flag right now.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't
Liberty City. I don't like. I feel like a lot of people love Liberty City. Probably not in the same
it's
way.
It's not on the. But... It's not on the level of the other songs we're talking about. It's a great fucking song, man. But like, I mean, we're talking versus Automatic. Like, come on, dude. Like,
yeah, I know.
Is there any weight to what I've said about Abandoned Ship and using that as representation for Gainesville, Florida? Or
there's definitely weight to that. Yes. I'm not sure.
I'm for that.
I'm actually.
I think that record needs to get represented.
I agree that. I think that's true. But I don't know. My points all still stand. I don't disagree with you for what it's worth, Justin. Like, it's a tough thing.
I don't know if you guys noticed. I didn't take anything from that record.
Huh.
There you go.
I didn't because I didn't like it, but because. It was so front loaded with stuff that I had been listening to for 20 years plus.
Yeah, and I get
that. It was just tough. And I feel like the typical less than Jake, like I feel like there's so much stronger stuff than putting in something from GMV.
Now, what I will say to that is, you know, the idea of whatever list we give to people. If they like it, you will like Gainesville, Florida.
That's true.
And hopefully they can get there on their own, right? We're putting a lot of weight on it. on them getting there on their own.
You know what's cool about it? It's the rare quote unquote return to form record that doesn't feel forced and actually works. Yeah.
But what are we realistically looking at for these last two? Let's look at we all kind of agreed Nervous in the Alley can probably take the back seat, right? It's out.
It's the weakest of what we're talking about, but it's, again, I it's so tough.
Just need a couple of chip-ins here.
Can I make one point? Sure. And you guys are all going to poo-poo me. Science of Selling Yourself Short has 43 million plays on Spotify.
That went to the pile. We're not taking it back.
43
so enough people
million.
Have heard about it. Enough people have heard it. They don't need to hear it again.
I'm just saying, like, we're trying to say we're an authority on what you should listen to get into this band. I'm just saying. And again, I don't love
this. It was three against one. It was three against one. Those are the rules.
By the way, the next song is Johnny Quest, and it has 11.3 million. So I just want to put that out there. 43.7 million plays, and the next most popular song is 11.3 million plays.
But to that same point, they could listen to it for 5 seconds and realize it sucks and then skip. That's still a play.
Also, I bet it's on all of those early 2000 pop punk emo playlists that are out there.
I don't know. I got a stump for my boys. You know, like, also, is this the only Roger song that we didn't have a single one, did we? Which I'm really into, by the way. I'm not the hugest fan of his songs.
Look What Happened.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
And doesn't he do metal hits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
No, do you think it's strange that there's a way we look and how you think? Isn't that Chris?
No, I think it's Roger.
Oh, he's just singing it. Wow. 100% Roger. Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Damn, in my brain it was Chris, but you're right. I know what? Holy crap. I have a story about that, but I don't think we have time for it because we're at the end. You know what? I almost got in a fight with someone I respected when I was a kid because I thought it was Chris singing.
Damn.
Like, I actually got someone so angry on tour.
You owe somebody
once.
A text.
I got someone so angry on tour once that they almost beat the shit out of me. I was being, like, indignant about it. I'm not kidding.
I'll also say this. Like, that sounds like perfect fodder for after the fact. $1 at patreon.com/ohio.
Sorry, dude. Yeah.
All right. So, look, like, Happy Man's still alive at 3. I mean, can it take that 9th spot safely, or do we?
I would not mind if that went in, but I think Automatic is more deserving. And if we put how much from that record? 1, 2, 3, 7, 6. Well, if we put both of those in, then we have 5 from Losing Streak, which isn't terrible, but still the Rock View things in my head. I honestly, Automatic to me is the number one song that we should be taking over everything else in this argument.
I have to agree because I don't care about heavy loading Losing Streak, in my opinion.
So
I'm with it. Do it.
So Chris's opinion is taking both.
I don't care about heavy loading either.
Yeah.
I mostly don't either. Like, to me, that's where the meat is, those two records. So, like, I feel like if we give them a list loaded with those two records, they can go, "Oh, Lesson to Jake's really good," and go listen to their other records.
Well, sure. I'm not stumping for like Anthem or Outcrowd. I'm trying to get another Rock View song in is what I'm trying to do.
No, I know. It's really, really good, but it's not the best, man. Like, that's it. Like, and also, like, they are two versions of the same idea, right? Well, I mean, like, I get it. I'm with you. I hear you. But like, there's one idea here. There's one thrust to this band. And there's the one that is the finalized vision, right? There's the one that's the finalized vision. And then there's the one that is the kind of idiot savant kids that figured it out. And I am always going to lean towards that. You know what I mean? That's just me.
So this is what I'm hearing, even though Randy's grumbling about it. Happy Man and Automatic are our last two.
Automatic, definitely. I would not be disappointed if Happy Man goes in, but that's just really tough on me to not get a third Rock View.
I feel like I've cooked the books enough. I'll stay out of it.
Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, throw up my hands in a fist fight, but fuck.
I think I honestly...
Sounds like we got our last two then.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think if Happy Man was a 2, I think it stood more argument here. We already threw out a three in an episode that had like not that many threes. So there was common ground already on Happy Man, and you made the case, and I agree, Automatic had to be there. So laying it down, we got 10. Here we go. Liquor Store, Ninth at Pine. All My Best Friends Are Metalheads. Johnny Quest Thinks We're Sellouts. Sugar in Your Gas Tank. History of a Boring Town. Look What Happened. Gainesville Rock City. Happy Man. Automatic. Hot damn. Randy? Yeah. Randy, of those 10, though, which one's the one?
Well, you can pick three or four of these and nobody would bat an eye, but. Again, this is not my favorite song, but I think it has to be number one. Johnny Quest, Thanks for Sellouts.
Atta babe.
Yep.
What do you think, Joe?
Ugh. I mean, I was going to say Sugar in Your Gas Tank, but Johnny Quest, that's fine. I'm not going to put up a fight for it. It's fine.
And it sounds... It sounds like
that song will turn 1,000. Like, if there's any young impressionable minds listening to us be jackasses on the internet, we're going to turn them all into punk rockers with this. It's got to be Johnny Quest.
Oh, you'll hear no argument from
me. I mean, Metalheads is amazing. I could have made an argument for Look What Happened, but
I was the odd man out. So I'm with you. Let's do it. Johnny Quest. Let's get Space Ghost in here, too.
Yes. All right. We have done it. We have created a list for you. Let me run it down. Johnny Quest Thinks We're Sellouts is number one. Liquor Store, Ninth at Pine. Ninth at Pine, isn't it? Ninth and Pine? Why does it say at?
It's at.
Oh, okay. Ninth at Pine.
They sing and, but...
Okay. All My Best Friends Are Metalheads. All right, at least. Sugar in Your Gas Tank, History of a Boring Town, Look What Happened, Gainesville Rock City, Happy Man, Automatic. Let us let Johnny Quest Thinks We're Sellouts get a moment in the sun. If it matters at all, so but we try to keep the
presence of our records. And our show is that. Yes, that is that. We're not talking about it. Is that?
You think it's gonna suck? It doesn't even matter, dudes, because this how we're going to make it in the land of the earless dudes, because I know music, dudes.
Even
if you don't like
that.
Music, dudes, then you're going to get this, dudes.
Don't even with that. No, we're not picking for Fredo.
Break that down for me.
Yeah, there's no way.
Well, I wasn't going to pick for him anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Good.
All right.
I'm just saying, you're not going to get this song in there, dudes, because
no
I know
way.
Music, dudes.
I know music.
There's no way. I was around when music was born in 1742, dudes. I played the triangle for Jesus, dudes.
I don't get it, but I love it. What's happening?
Oh, man. We'll tell you about Fredo and after
I
that.
I will. Let's talk shit all day, boys. I'm in. Like, let's chirp with the boys. Let's go.
Let's do this quick, because Joe is dying to go to bed. Let's wrap this one up. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, rate, comment. That would be greatly appreciated. If you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars, and you can answer the Q&A. Like, you can just say poo and wee if you like. I'll still pin the comment. Just saying. Say if you enjoyed the episode. Say you disagreed. Send me your whole list. That would be fine too. Whatever you want to do, I would just appreciate it, because Spotify definitely, it does help the algorithm on Spotify. I've seen the numbers. Same thing with Apple Podcasts. I don't know if it works. Supposedly it does. they say that it does. We'll see.
We're just big algorithm guys. Just do it. We love an algorithm.
Yeah, we love the algorithm. And
baseball works, right?
The best way to work the algorithm is more numbers. So, you know, wherever else you're listening, as mentioned, subscribing, rating, sharing is caring. Go to legionofstupid.com if you want to play. You hit shows, you hit deprogrammed, scroll halfway-ish down. There's a sign-up sheet. Tell me what band you want to talk about, and we'll try and make it happen. Might take a while. Logjam's starting to free up. Trying to make some space so we can get some more episodes in here. And be on the lookout if you are local to my area. We might be seeing some live deprogrammed here soon. It's in the works. Let's see, what else is there? Patreon.com/show. Hi, Justin. $1 a month gets you in the door. You will hear the conversation that we're about to have called After the Fact. You'll also get deprogrammed before the rest of the world, and many other great things. I think I covered everything, and if not, I tried. I tried my darndest. With that, less than Jake. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.